Has your brother given you some insight into what his rookie, you know, first couple weeks as a rookie was like with his team, and any advice that he's given you?
No, he hasn't given me any advice. You know, teams are very different, so whatever that he's done is probably different from what I'm doing.
Have you enjoyed these last 2 weeks, or has it been? Have you had a chance to enjoy the last 2 weeks, or has it been all just preparing for this moment and coming
preparing for rookie minicamp? You know, a lot of people tell me you only get the opportunity to make one first impression. You know, so you know this week is my opportunity to make a first impression. So what I'm trying to do is learn this playbook and impress these coaches.
Does it help that you guys are all here as rookies, kind of in the same boat, at least for a couple of days before you really get integrated with all the veterans and the other 70 guys?
Definitely, definitely. I feel like if I was to do it alone, you know, kind of be nerve-wracking. But, you know, for me to have the opportunity to lean over to the guy next to me, you know, and kind of count on them, it's great. It's great.
I don't know if anybody, if you already know this, but being a dream to make the NFL, what's it going to be like now to finally put the NFL pads, the helmet, and get out there?
It's great. You know, like I just said previously, it's a dream come true. And in order to be a Patriot, it's a dream come true, you know. You know, I like this team, and I'm excited to learn the playbook and just be a sponge and learn from those veterans.
Have you learned from other veterans what the big transition, what you need to do to make the transition from college to the pros?
I haven't really spoke to a lot of the veterans yet. You know, I think that's what we're going to do later today.
Like I said, versatility is about.
And
what do you think the key is to make an immediate impact?
The key is learn the playbook. Learn the playbook, you know, learn all the do's and don'ts, and, you know, just be a sponge. You know, know your role and just earn the respect from everyone.
Jalen Lasaric has been asked, what are the last 2 weeks been like for
you? Just been strictly training, you know. And learning different ways and things to do to earn respect from the guys on the team and get trust from them so, you know, I can help them out.
Have you gotten any sort of grasp of what they like to do on defense or the playbook or anything like that?
As far as the playbook, that's what I'm progressing on right now. Learning the playbook, you know, learning every position that I could possibly play. You know, so you know, I want to play the position whatever coach tells me to play.
Look at safety, cornerback, those positions too.
We'll see.
Have any of the veterans reached out to you before you got here? Did any of the veterans reach out to you?
A few of them, but I haven't really officially met them yet, and I think that's what we're gonna do later today.
You walk in that room, you see the name plates, Brady, Gronkowski, Super Bowl plates. Mm-hmm. Is it sort of intimidating, or is it just here?
At first, it could be a bit surreal, you know. And for me, just my name to be mentioned along with those players is just a blessing, you know. Those guys are great guys, and I'm excited to get on the field with them.
Have you gotten any advice in the last couple of weeks that's stuck out to you more than anything else?
Learn the playbook. That's it. To be honest with you, learn the playbook and earn the respect from your teammates, you know, the guys that have been here, you know. And that's what I've been trying to do, you know, learn the playbook and get their trust.
How big is the playbook?
I don't know. I don't have an actual measurement, but it's pretty hefty.
You know, play basketball in high school?
Hang tight for 1 second, Chandler. Anybody else for Chandler Jones?
Yeah, I got it.
How'd your mom, I talked to your mom last week. She was not looking forward to her baby leaving.
Yeah, she was a bit sad. She was sad. Yeah, that's funny.
What's the secret to being a good pass rusher? Is there any one thing, or is it a combination of things?
Personally, I feel like to be a good pass rusher, you got to have good hands, you know. Like I said, I kind of try to stay away from football. You know, I don't call myself a pass rusher or a run stopper, but you know, I feel like personally, to be a good pass rusher, you must have good hands.
Do you train with John in an effort to help your hands?
Yeah, I've trained with John before.
Why is it important to have good hands?
Why is it important to have good hands? I mean, that's the number one key of football, having good hands.
With so much of a focus on like the concussion aspect of things and player safety, you know, have you talked to anyone in the league, or has there been anything from the NFLPA that, you know, they've kind of addressed that for you?
You know, you just got to tackle right. That's basically it. You know, the right way to tackle is the safest way to tackle.
Here's a hard hitting question: what do you think of 95 instead of 99?
You know what? It really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter at all. You know. I try not to get into what number I want to get. You know what? Whatever number they give me, I'm happy with it. I'm happy to be a Patriot.